From the English Language Newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope John Paul remains in serious but stable condition in his private apartment in the Apostolic Palace. Yesterday afternoon, after developing a urinary infection, the Pope suffered a state of septic shock and cardiocirculatory collapse. My colleague Silke Burr is in St. Peter's Square right now, where she's joining us live. Good morning, good evening, Silke. What's it like there?
Hello, Charles. The atmosphere is very special indeed. From where I'm standing, I'm looking at literally thousands of people, as many as 60,000, I'm told. In St. Peter's Square, their eyes fixed in the Apostolic Palace. There's Italians, foreigners, families, couples, older people, but most of all, young people. A moment ago, a group of them started chanting Giovanni Paolo and clapping their hands. Maybe you can hear them. They're singing now. And this was a reminder of so many happier days when the Pope blessed pilgrims from his study window and gave special greetings to groups of young pilgrims from dioceses around the world. And I think this is especially poignant and a wonderful illustration of the special relationship John Paul has always had with young people. But, of course, there is a powerful...
Well, Silke, okay, let's stop here and listen to some of these comments that have been happening.
The love that he sent out has created tremendous bonds.
What brought us all here is kind of to keep vigil and to be in the presence of the Holy Father.
The Holy Father is a very real person because he lives what he teaches.